7.1. Distractions are everywhere. Please take a moment to watch this video on claim forms and take the short quiz. Driving is a serious responsibility that demands and deserves your full attention. Driver distractions may occur anytime, anywhere. A distraction is anything that takes your attention away from driving, such as a billboard, the passengers in your car, choosing a CD or tape. L. Robert Shelton, past Executive Director, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, stated on May 9, 2001, before the Subcommittee on Highway and Transit Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, United States House of Representatives, that the agency estimates that driver distraction in all of its various forms probably contributes to between 20% and 30% of all crashes. NHTSA defines distracted driving as any non-driving activity a person engages in that has the potential to distract him or her from the primary task of driving and increase the risk of crashing. There are three main types of distraction: visual, taking your eyes off the road; manual, taking your hands off the wheel; cognitive, taking your mind off what you're doing. Distractions contribute to approximately 1 out of 4 collisions. Earlier, we read that there are over 5.5 million crashes per year. If we estimate that 25% of those were caused by driver distraction, that's more than 1.3 million crashes a year and almost 4,000 per day. The Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, VTTI, found nearly 80% of crashes and 65% of near crashes involved some sort of driver inattention within 3 seconds of the event. The majority of the incidents involved drivers who took their eyes off the road ahead for more than 2 seconds. Driving behaviors that indicate a driver may be distracted: driving below the speed limit, swerving, driving off the road or in the middle of the roadway, braking frequently, head movements. 7.1.1. Driving Distraction Study. A study found that the leading factors causing distracted driving collisions are cell phone use, attending to children, eating. While all distractions can endanger driver safety, cell phone use represents the greatest factor in causing distractions while driving. With cell phone use, texting is the most alarming behavior because it involves all three types of distraction: visual, manual, and cognitive. Text messaging creates a crash risk 23 times higher than choosing to drive while not distracted, VTTI. 7.1.2. Dial D for disaster. While it's hard to imagine life without a cell phone, you increase the risk of having a collision by 400% every time you use your cell phone when driving. Your focus on driving is diverted when you enter a number or get involved in a conversation. Doing other tasks while talking on the cell phone, such as note-taking or searching for something, increases your risk of having a collision. If you are on the freeway, take the next exit and park in a safe location before you use your cell phone. 7.1.3. Cellular telephones. Cellular telephones are everywhere. In an emergency, they can be a lifesaver. In a non-emergency situation, they can be distracting to a driver. Drivers who talk on their cellular telephones while driving are putting themselves at risk of being in a crash or causing another driver to crash. Keep in mind, under Texas law, it is illegal to use a wireless communication device in a school zone unless the vehicle is stopped or a hands-free device is used. Texas law also restricts all drivers under the age of 18 from using a wireless communication device while operating a motor vehicle. Here are some tips. Research technology. Several companies and phone carriers offer services that will notify your caller that you are driving and cannot answer the call or text. There are products that will prevent the call or text from delivery if the vehicle is in motion. Turn your phone off or put it in silent mode before getting in the vehicle. Reduce temptation. Lock your phone up in the glove compartment. Pull over to the side of the road to use your cellular telephone. This is the safest precaution you can take. Enlist your passengers to make or respond to any calls or messages. Don't use the telephone during hazardous conditions. If driving conditions are hazardous, heavy traffic, construction, weather, etc., avoid answering the phone. Recognize your first responsibility is to pay close attention to the road. Pay attention to the road. While you are driving, don't take notes or look up a number. Be aware of the cell phone laws in any state you may travel. Several states have banned the use of handheld devices. Remember, driving safely is always more important than using or answering your cell phone. 7.1.4. Are you eating a crash diet? Eating while driving is not only messy, but also very dangerous. It usually involves driving with one hand and juggling your food or beverage with the other. Leave a little early to allow yourself time to stop for a bite to eat. Pull over to a safe location and enjoy your meal.